And welcome everyone to another
Dolphin Smooth edition of the Hour Bomb.
Dolphin Smooth?
Yes, sir.
What the hell does that mean?
did you ever hear Abraham use that one on The Walking Dead when he's talking about his body?
I'm going to have to say no.
I must have missed that episode.
According to Urban Dictionary, here's a definition for
it. Oh, dear God.
Oh, God.
It's the extremely grotesque carelessness of the adult male body caused by excessive and overzealous body shaving to the degree of eliminating any semblance of manhood.
Wow.
Holy. Those go-go dancers have shaved so much they're dolphin smooth.
Wow.
Yeah. Have people looked at me? I do not fit this show.
We have a sponsor. We have an anonymous. Someone had sent us in a sponsor for the show.
Oh, really?
They paid me a whopping 37 cents to say this. So,
okay.
We are sponsored tonight by Jason Heath's Lactating in Command. No, that's not brow smoke coming out of Heath's tits, but gay guys love it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Is he back?
Who
was the one that always got on to me?
Oh, I don't know.
It's anonymous, so we don't know.
I don't know. It's a fake profile.
Interesting.
It was sent by Mike Concho.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What?
That's my alias from Mexico going to donkey shows.
Wow. Oh, my God. Anyway. Holy hell. Maybe so what is that coming out of your tits? Oh, God. Once again, I'm your host.
It's a choir, apparently.
Yes. First ever graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Heath may or may not be lactating something out of his breast. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Halbert. In the big hall tonight.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay.
Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
The pill poppin' Adrian Masters, here for your pleasure.
The pill poppin'.
Well, when, I mean, look at Big Papa Pump.
Heath or Adrian, when I do that, that doesn't really mean you have to act like Scott Steiner. You realize that, right?
Hey, I'm so much like Scott Steiner, Hulk Hogan's wife, that's scared of me at airports.
It's because she looks at your face. It's okay. Oh my God,
she's never met a real genetic freak like me. And piss off, you bunch of Hulkamaniacs.
Wow.
Hey, there's a dick pic in chat.
They don't like the genetic freak.
And the jizz whopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wow. We're getting really rowdy tonight. Thank you. I love it. Keep it coming. Come on.
Wow. Anyway, how the hell you guys been? Took a nice little week off to celebrate the holiday.
Yes, I did. Things are going pretty good, I'd say.
I'm going to say we picked the wrong week to take off, but hey, whatever.
Why is that?
We had a lot of shit happen last week.
Well, yeah, we did.
But, whatever. Nothing. It's not like anything important happened, right?
No, nothing.
No.
Nothing important. How do I know what this means.
Yeah. Nothing important
he
happened.
He lost his manhood a long time ago. Why are we saying bye to
that? Oh, that's right. Oh, no. So, we'll probably talk a little bit more of this one as the show progresses. But AJ Lee, out of the blue, announces her retirement. Well, during our off week.
Yeah. Are we actually going to take some time to talk about that during the show part of it? Or?
Probably.
Yeah.
We're going to try.
Okay. Well, then.
So.
I won't say much about it right now.
Okay, good. But anyway, other than that, how the hell you guys been?
You know what? Dolphin smooth, man. Dolphin smooth.
Did you, you haven't killed yourself lately, have you? Almost killed yourself?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, good. Just making sure you almost didn't die and just fucking forgot to tell me or something.
Yeah.
I'm popping my pills, man.
Good.
Excellent.
Good. Is Heath injecting them into your butthole?
No, they're not rectal suppositories.
Oh, I didn't. I just had to ask. That's all. That's all. You know, never know.
Okay.
Good.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you.
Good. Heath, got anything you want to add in here?
Yeah, we got a couple people in the chat room now.
Did I say, hey, who do we got in the chat room? No, I said, Heath, hey, you got anything else you want to add here?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to add.
Oh,
I want
Jesus
to make
Christ.
A shout out to the people.
You know, this is...
You know, Heath is a fan-friendly host of this show.
Yes.
Unlike some sponsored jackass from Dave Etzler's School of Supposed Reporting.
You know what I love about this new mixer? Is I can just go like this, and we don't hear Heath anymore. It's kind of nice.
But I like Heath. I want to hear him talk. Heath has informative things to say.
Heath has nothing informative. Do you, Heath?
It's opposite day. I didn't mean any of that.
Oh, okay. Good. Great. Nice. He's still muted. It's wonderful. I love it. Or I can just, if he's rambling on about something, I can just go like this and turn him way down to where, it's kind of like an afterthought.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Well, Heath, hey, who do we have in the chat room?
All right. Well, we have Richard Bergdorf.
Bird dog, hey,
bulk up, and we also have Montana Man. Bulk up to you.
Yes, welcome, Montana Man.
And no one else.
That's it right now.
Yep, that's it for the moment. Kind of a slow night to start.
You know,
we don't have anybody that we have to play music for, at least.
Not yet,
unfortunately.
Eventually, they will be here.
Send Mark a message. See if he's going to jump in. I got his music keyed up, ready to go.
Yep, absolutely.
For once.
Are you telling me to send him a message?
Yeah,
or?
Why not?
Yeah, because I don't have any way to message him.
You're not friends with Mark Jones on Facebook?
Well,
he is not online.
Facebook messages.
Huh?
But, yeah, I could do the
he's
Facebook
online
messenger,
right now.
But he's not online, apparently.
He said he was online on Skype.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I tried to message him on Facebook, and it said he's been logged off for 23 minutes.
Maybe I can call him. I'll call a cell phone again.
You can Skype him and just Skype him into the show.
Let's see here.
We can blind add Mark Jones to the show without even trying.
All right, hold on. Let's see. I like doing this. Let's see. Mark Jones, there he is.
Let's see what happens.
It wouldn't give me the option to call a cell phone, though.
No.
Darn.
He probably like, took that shit off there. He don't want to.
All it takes is one time. Let me guess. Not answering yet.
I don't know. He hasn't answered yet.
Mm.
We'll see.
As soon as he picks up, you just got to play the music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got my finger hovering.
Yes.
He's probably like, what the fuck do these guys want?
It's like, don't you know? It's our bomb time. Yeah, nothing.
No, he's not picking up.
Nothing.
Damn.
Oh, well. We shall move on.
Let's see. I really hate Windows 8. I mean, I can't even tell you at all.
I take it you're still not getting used to it.
No, I fucking hate Skype on here now.
Oh.
Like, I want to remove him, but I don't know how.
Huh.
I'm sitting there. Apparently, we're going to his cell phone.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Hello?
Hi, buddy.
Well, I saw that you were online on Skype, and I'm like, well, Adrian's like, oh, just blind add him into the show, and as soon as he picks up, hit the button. I'm like, okay, I can do that. Well, I'm like, oh, it's not connecting, and all of a sudden I hear your phone ring. I'm like, oh, God, it's going to his cell phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Skype is actually connected to my cell phone.
Oh, uh-huh. God.
That's all. We didn't have anyone we had to play music for, so I had to call you so we could play the music for you.
I was about to sign on, too.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, see, there you go.
Well, let's see here. If I can figure out how to boot you from this, I'd say you can jump on using, like, your actual Skype. And why don't you come on?
Yeah, give me 5 minutes.
All right, let me figure out how to get you out of here.
I think if he just hangs up.
I know. Yeah, if I just hang up.
Okay. Oh, no. And I hung up on Adrian.
Oh, great.
Let's try this one again.
Yeah.
Anyway. I just saw this. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Richard wanted to be on the show. Well, I talked to mom and dad, and they said, until you write an article, you can't be on any shows.
Oh.
So, sorry about that, Adrian. Let's see here. I guess let's, we'll, do we want to wait a little bit?
Just to go with the chat question here. Do we know anything about the promotion Big Time Wrestling? There's an event here in near me that he's going to.
Negative.
I've never heard of them, Montana Man.
I haven't either.
Negative, buddy.
But hey.
We can do some research and.
You know, I will do some crackpot research. Why don't you go ahead and start the show, Jason?
Okay, well, let me explain how the show works. Here's how the show works. By the way, we are at number 102.
Yay!
Or, I wasn't sure how to number the after show or the post show for WrestleMania, so I went ahead and just did that as 101. Why not? So, yeah, number 102. Hit them triple digits, baby.
Yes.
So here's how the show works. I've got a whole list of shit I got to get through. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to make it to where I don't complete my list. I don't even know what it's like to have a list anymore or a time limit.
I know.
So, yeah. I got 1 hour to do it at 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home. We will see how I do.
Exactly.
What do I got here? What shit I got keyed up ready to go?
Make Good sure God. Their ready. Tickets for their show are expensive in Montana.
How much are they?
$65.
Fuck. Oh, motherfucker. I gotta go.
Okay.
Bret Hart's the headliner there. Gotta go.
Oh.
Gonna go all the way out there.
Oh, you're gonna watch him roll his ass down the ring in his wheelchair and go,
fuck you, Adrian.
I hate American fans, and basically shit on people.
No, fuck you. Good. Hey, and you know, tickets for TNA are fucking, or not TNA, Ring of Honor are expensive too.
Yeah, they were.
How much were they?
Well, I mean, what is this, general admission, $60 there?
Yeah, $65 for the cheapest ticket through the
website. Oh, okay, that's a. I'd say Ring of Honor at least got ours for $20, but you could get really expensive with Ring of Honor.
Apparently, they're also going to have Scotty Too Hotty and Gangrel.
Yeah, kick out a spot, Scotty Too Hotty. Gangrel would be kind of cool. Adrian, got anything else? Are you still doing your investigative reporting?
I am still doing some investigation into this thing.
All right, Heath.
So as I have something more, I will let you know.
Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I am good.
All right. Shit, I did that wrong, but.
Oh well. We'll start the timer.
We will start the show. Let's. You know what? Change things up just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, we coming now. Get up!
Drop the bomb. It's been a long time since we booted this one up. We've got some mail.
Wait, actual mail?
Yes.
Holy shit.
We have some mail. Anonymous. But
was it sent to our Hour Bomb Gmail address?
No.
No wonder I didn't see it.
Yes. This one comes to us from...
My Concho.
Well, it's Sarah Connor, Festus, Missouri. That's what it says.
The Terminator's John Connor's mom?
Yes. That's what it says. As a concerned listener of the Hour Bomb last Sunday, I saw a gold van with an Hour Bomb bumper sticker for $9.99. You can get one for your very own for $9.99. Oh, no, listen, hold on. No, that's not the right one. Because that one's got a sound clip that I'm not ready for.
Okay.
Hold on. We had the blood moon last week, but it was really Heath attempting to change his pads from his anus. Is that true? Corey Delmar from Queens, New York.
What?
The blood moon. Is it true that that was just really you trying to change your pads from your anal leakage?
No.
Just checking.
That is true, yes.
Okay. We're good for right now.
Okay.
I'll have to get the other one ready.
Wow.
I forgot that the other one needs to be on the other computer.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So,
okay. That's all. We just had a couple of concerned listeners. I don't know why. Something about your gold fan and I don't know.
An Hour Bomb bumper sticker, huh?
Apparently you have an Hour Bomb bumper sticker on your van. Funny thing is whoever says knows you have a gold van.
So this Big Time Wrestling has some people on the roster. God damn.
What, Heath?
I don't have a bumper sticker on my van.
No, but someone knows you drive a gold van. I'm just saying.
I know.
Stalker. All right, what, Adrian?
This is getting creepy.
So, Big Time Wrestling. The current world champion is Shane Douglas.
Really? I didn't know he was still wrestling. He's like 70, isn't he?
Carlito wrestles for them.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh.
It's got a very eclectic cast. I don't think most of these people are actual, like, current wrestlers.
But they're affiliated with the promotion one way or another.
Yes.
Huh.
I see a picture of Raven on here, D.H. Smith.
Apparently, this is the first wrestling event in Montana since WCW in 2000. Shane Douglas.
Wow.
Montana, we didn't even know Shane Douglas was still alive.
That shows how much he ranks.
Oh, hey, Flex Armstrong will be there.
Who?
Flex Armstrong.
Didn't know who Flex Armstrong is.
No, no one else does. They also have the tag team world as the Scuffling Hillbillies.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
They have the masked man from Mexico, Toto Loco.
Good God. All right, let's dive into some Monday Night Raw.
All right.
Monday Night Raw for whatever day it was. I don't know. Not a big deal. I guess let's instead of talking about specific Monday Night Raw, let's try to maybe talk about the two.
Okay.
The Raw after Russell. The Raw after Russell. What?
I want to bring up here that the first wrestling event in Montana since WCW 2000. I beg to differ because I'm sure there's some cousins that got together and did a little wrestling event, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
That's we like folks. That's on me.
We like Montana Man. Don't insult him.
Well, I mean,
there goes
Montana Man. I'm sure is a fine, upstanding human being, but some of the other people that live in the state of Montana, like 86% of them,
that goes our redneck demographic right there. Stop it.
Oh, not counting mud or midgets.
Oh my God, he's just digging the hole deeper.
That was Montana Man that said that, not me.
Ah.
Yeah, come on.
I agree with it, but hey.
Oh, my God. I don't know what I'm going to do with you guys.
I'll sell you tickets involving 3 minutes and a donkey for $20. Shit.
You got more?
Anyway.
You got more or are you done?
Yeah. Monday Night Raw. Yeah, it was okay this past week. Moving on.
Well, don't you think we should talk about the Raw after WrestleMania?
All right. Let's talk about that for a minute.
All right.
60 seconds starts now.
Good grief. He's only given us 60.
Well, the funny thing is he's not on. He's not the one in charge, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
So. What?
Nothing.
Okay. Just, you know. What'd you guys think of the Raw after WrestleMania? Traditionally a big deal.
Yeah, it was okay.
Definitely love the beginning part.
The first hour and 45 minutes of it, I loved. The last hour, not so much. It was meh.
Okay, give us a quick rundown. What did you like of the Raw after WrestleMania?
Michael Cole being hospitalized due to anal bleeding.
I don't think it was anal bleeding.
Yeah, we're going to go with anal bleeding.
Anal bleeding.
Anal bleeding.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Anal bleeding. Anyway, I really enjoyed the Dolph Ziggler Daniel Bryan match. That was phenomenal.
Yes. Very, very good.
We had a couple of debuts from NXT that worked out really well. We had the Lucha Dragons.
Fantastic. Though they actually have, that's not their main roster debut. Technically, they have been wrestling on main event the past few weeks.
That doesn't count. No one watches main event.
Well, that's true. But.
Let's see. And, you know, I like the Lucha Dragons. Because you always say, I hate the Mexican wrestlers, I hate Mexicans, and blah, 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 which is not true.
It is true.
You said I don't like luchadors. Well, I like the Lucha Dragons. So, that, and I like being able to get up when their theme song comes on and go, Lucha, Lucha. And then my wife looks at me like, are you fucking stupid? So
that does make it worth it.
Well, she fucking did it when you did it, too. So, your fiance is like, what the fuck are you doing? Sit down, you dumbass. That's all I'm saying. Let's see. And then the man that gravity forgot showed up, Neville.
Yes.
Yeah. Apparently, jumping ahead, his match with Seth Rollins in his past role was awesome.
Apparently, from now on, you don't get first names.
Yeah, apparently, like, it's one name people in the main roster.
So,
that's actually my what stinks.
Yeah. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
God damn it. Okay. let's see. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen in the chat room, officially, Mark Jones, Oklahoma Tensor Roll Jones.
Yeah. Buck up.
There you go. Let's see here. What else do we have that happened that night on Raw that we care to talk about? Not a whole lot. I'm good.
We're not going to talk about as far as, Lesnar F5 and a couple people. And
oh, do we actually want to talk about that now?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
That's part of Raw.
Okay.
That was my favorite part of Raw. You asked me what I thought. I was like, my pole being hospitalized, like, to anal bleeding. I thought that was the segue.
Okay. So, take it away, Adrian.
Brock Lesnar, Mark Jones thought we were calling back.
Working on it right now.
Do you want me to wait for him to get on here?
We can.
All right.
Let's see. Add participants. Mark Jones. It's just connecting. Now, if it's not right and it goes to a cell phone, I can't help it.
No.
I'm doing it the right way this time, I promise.
I did it for The Rock.
I did it for The Rock.
I hear you bastards.
Hey, there you go. Okay.
All right.
So, we're talking about the Raw after WrestleMania, since we didn't do a show last week. And we are to everyone's favorite part.
My favorite part was Brock Lesnar destroying the announce team. Though not happy with the outcome of Brian Saxon butchering Raw for the rest.
God. Well, no, eventually. Anyway, hold on. Getting ahead of ourselves. Go ahead, Adrian.
So Brock Lesnar conveniently wrote off TV and turned face pretty much as he destroyed Michael Cole and a cameraman and pretty much anything else that was in the ringside area.
JBL, Booker T. Apparently JBL had to have surgery and a torn abdominal wall. Not really sure how that one happened.
And Michael Cole died due to anal bleeding.
That's what happens when you bang off, when you scream about fighting on Friday nights.
Do what? We can barely hear you.
I said that's what happens when you scream about fighting on Friday nights.
Yeah, we fight on Friday nights.
Barely on Monday, you get buried by an announce table.
Yeah, there you go. essentially what had happened was Brock Lesnar demanded a rematch. He wanted his rematch against Seth Rollins, and it's going to happen. And Seth Rollins comes out and he's like, not really going to happen. I'm kind of jet lagged. So, and then he went ballistic, and there you go. So, Lesnar, off TV indefinitely.
Great way to write him off TV, preserves him, and lets him bring him back probably for SummerSlam where he gets his rematch.
That's lame.
I'm not happy about this at all.
That is lame.
I'm not. But.
Okay.
I'm not a huge. But anyway, so the fallout of that is all three guys on the announce crew taken out. So they bring up Byron Saxton, which, he doesn't do a terrible job. I kind of like him. Man, did he drop that fucking ball on Monday night.
Oh, yes.
Byron works much better when he can be on color.
Yes. It was so bad. Like, Michael Cole was in the gorilla position, giving him, like, trying to talk him through everything. He was doing so bad they had to bring out Jerry Lawler. Now, my question to you guys is, if Jerry Lawler only does SmackDowns, why was he at Raw?
So I wanted to take Booker T's spot?
Oh, I can tell you why he was at Raw.
Why was he
because,
at Raw?
Because,
they knew about it?
Pretty much.
Okay, good. Do you have anything else on that one?
It would have been better if they had sent out Renee Young.
I thought so, too, but apparently they want to keep her in the back for right now.
Which doesn't make any sense. I mean, I really think she needs to be out there. you know, commentating.
She needs to be out there.
All right, hang on. Mark, I'm sorry, what do you think?
I really report.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Cabrón, chingado, maricón.
Wow. Adrian, why you gotta be a dick to him?
I'm sorry, I don't like black people.
Oh, wow.
Wait, is this Kyle?
Might as well be, right?
I don't like your kind of my show here, Mark Jones.
The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the Hour Bomb or PWPop.com.
Exactly.
I thought we were cool.
We are. I'm sorry, Mark. Well, I apologize.
Apparently,
my Skype was hacked by Kyle.
The fat fucker's not even here to defend himself. Come on.
Ride on his hover round.
Did we call it a hover round?
Yes.
Okay, I can't remember if we called it a hover round or a power chair or what the hell we called it. So,
yep, we called it the hover round.
Okay, good.
Or when Kyle's on it, you can actually call it a drag the ground.
Oh, my God. Richard says she's done good when she's been out on NXT. Yeah, and I think that they definitely should have. Apparently, Vince was pretty pissed off about Byron's performance, too.
Yeah.
So, but what do they go ahead and do the next week? Byron Saxon.
Again.
On Raw. This time he's with JBL and Booker T.
And much better job this past week.
Which, well, I mean, here's the other thing, too. I think with him having the whole weight of Raw on his shoulders, yeah, he kind of choked. Was he ready for it? No. Was it a good way for them to find out exactly where he is?
There's only been one successful one-man commentary team in the history of any federation, and that man's name is Joey Styles.
Wait, what about Joel Gertner and Cyrus and...
Because Joey Styles called ECW by himself for the first, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And nobody complained about it because it was all right.
You know, I think there was one other person that could have done it that didn't.
Not JR.
I don't think JR. JR works a lot better if he has somebody there with him. I don't think JR would be good on his own.
Bobby Heenan.
He needs Kane.
Heenan by himself, terrible at play-by-play.
You Very think terrible. So?
Yes.
All right. Gorilla Monsoon.
Gorilla, maybe. But Gorilla, again, I think he worked good. He needed one or two. He needed the brain or he needed Ventura with him.
Okay. Lord Alfred Hayes.
Definitely not.
You don't think Lord Alfred Hayes could have done it by himself?
No. I think Lord Alfred Hayes was one of the worst announcers they've had. He was He was the third option behind Jesse Ventura and Bobby Heenan.
Yeah, he was. What about.
I didn't think Alfred Hayes was that bad.
Hey, look, it could have been worse on Monday night. It could have been Taz and
Adam
whatever.
Lee. Huh? Adam Lee and Taz.
Shivani could not have done one on it. No, Tony Schiavone was terrible.
Shivani wasn't bad. I like Shivani.
He could have been Mike Tenay and Taz.
Anything with Tenay, I would have muted the fucking thing.
Ixnay Tenay.
God, I fucking hate Tenay.
Ooh, you know what you would have loved, Jason?
Zabisco.
What if we could have got Zabisco and Scott Hudson?
Oh. Oh.
You know, I managed to block out the Scott Hudson altogether.
Or even better, we could get Mark Madden for you.
Ugh, no.
I don't want to sit there and hear about the game of Cuban chess from Larry Zbysko. No.
This is Lee Marshall making weasel jokes on Monday Nitro.
Yeah. Anyway, so next week.
Bob, what that, West. Could have been worse. Could have been West.
Who?
Don West, yeah.
Don West.
You know what? I didn't hate Don West.
I'm drawing a blank. Don West.
He was the TNA guy that was with TNA for the long time before they got Taz.
Oh, well, there you go.
And kept screaming about, you know, how the deals in the TNA were.
We're not going to count Hart Donovan's one night King of the Ring.
Oh, my God. That was still... what was that? 90? Was that the 94 King of the Ring?
I believe so, yes.
I think it was the 94
right.
King of the Ring.
That's like getting Rob Bartlett just to come back for one night.
Oh, God. How much does this guy weigh? What's the story behind this guy? I could just see Vince in the, was Vince on the booth in that thing?
Yeah, it was Vince Savage and Art Donovan.
Oh, my God. How the hell, who was in the Gorilla when Vince was in the booth then?
I don't think they had anybody there because Vince was the one calling the shots.
Okay.
Bob Bartlett.
I could see Vince at the end of the night being like, God damn it, what was I thinking? That was fucking terrible. Never really done it since, just saying.
short-lived color guy, but I like Mr. Perfect on color.
He was good. I liked him. Totally getting off topic. Back
on. Macho.
Macho was good. Anyway, back to here. So then next week on Raw, we've got Byron, Booker, and JBL. What did you think of Raw last week, guys?
Pretty good overall. I liked most of the wrestling. I guess they're going with the Naomi looks to be the front runner for the next women's title shot, I guess.
That's what I think about that one.
You don't like Naomi?
I fucking hate Naomi.
Why do you hate Naomi?
Because she's black.
Wow.
What the fuck?
God damn. I'm the only one that gets to make racist jokes on this show when Kyle isn't here.
I thought I would try it once. Geez.
It's not funny when you do it.
It's like, I thought I would try it once. Like, Heath getting a dick up his ass. He thought he would try it once.
I can blame black jokes because I'm a quarter black.
Okay. How are you a quarter black, Adrian?
Because I'm a quarter black. Why does this matter? We're not talking about my family lineage.
I know your family. You're as white as mayonnaise.
That's not true. I have a great-great-grandfather.
I have a great-great-grandfather, too.
His name was Roscoe.
His name was... Well, he might have been Roscoe, but he was white.
He was black.
Bullshit.
You can't prove it?
I can call your mother.
It was on my dad's side.
Your mom... No, whatever. Shut up. Shit. I forgot to mention who came back on Raw 2 after WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going to talk about What Stinks. I have that for What Stinks, too.
Well, fuck. Okay.
I got, like, four things for What Stinks.
God.
That's fine. So you were talking that the Seth Rollins versus Neville match on Raw this past week was freaking phenomenal.
It was a great match.
Yeah, and I also like the way that they put all three of the people was going to be in the number one contenders match later on in matches and set them up for later on. So yeah, the Kane versus Randy Orton match, which was meh.
It wasn't bad, but I think they both were just kind of going through the motions on that one.
Ryback versus, was it Harper?
Yeah.
They only did that because everybody else was already overseas.
Yeah, they basically had a lot of the people. So they were short on talent this past week. And then they also did the Reigns versus Big Show, I guess?
Yep. Oh, shit, we forgot to talk about the U.S. title open challenge that John Cena's been doing. First week was answered by Dean Ambrose, and tell me if that wasn't a good match.
That was a very good match.
That was great, and so was the Stardust match from this past week.
It was. His open challenge, and out comes Stardust, and good God. I didn't know.
I like this direction that
I forgot
going.
Cody was that good.
Just don't call him Cody in front of his face.
I fucking forgot how good he was.
Yeah.
I mean, with everything going on with him and Goldust and tag teaming, and you know, you kind of overlook the fact that he can actually go, and I forgot. And I'm
phenomenal,
like,
singles wrestler. Apparently, his matches with Goldust they've been doing in Europe have been fantastic too.
Yeah, Goldust has been getting standing ovations for him too. So, did you guys? So they were talking about a segue segment. Byron Saxton talking about The Miz and Sandow, and out of nowhere we get a video cut of the primetime players.
Oh, that was entertaining.
Oh my god. I love the primetime players back.
It was entertaining.
That was great. Let's see, Ryback beat Luke Harper, no big surprise. New Day against Lucha Dragons. Lucha Dragons.
Like where they're going with this, because I think they're getting closer to stopping clapping and starting snapping.
Yeah.
Did it take you 2 weeks to figure that one out?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're just one New Day sucks away from.
We are the nation! The
I think so. I think we got the nation starting to form again.
Come on, Ron Simmons. He needs to be the manager.
Dude, that would be great.
He needs to be their manager.
Yeah, if Ron Simmons just one day, they were backstage doing their New Day, and then Ron Simmons just comes up.
Damn.
Come here, guys. We got to talk. And then he takes them, you know, off camera. And then,
he shaves the mustache again. And he comes Farouk.
Yeah. And then, they come back from Commercial break. Up next, we got New Day against Lucha Dragons. Now comes, and then you hear this, and then you're like, "Holy shit! I can't believe
everybody
actually
marks
did it."
Out.
Yeah, and out comes Farouk with them, and just like you know, that'd be great.
I can hear Rash up. What the hell is going on here, Michael? What is this?
What's going on, Macro Cole?
What was that saying again, like, Adrian?
Anyway.
What's going on, Macro Cole?
No. They're like when snapping or something.
Oh. It was like when we stop clapping, we're gonna snap. That's why we clap. Snap.
I get it.
They clap so they don't snap.
Uh-huh. All right. Anyway.
Main event was the triple threat match for the number one contendership, in which Randy Orton, I believe, won and is going to face Seth Rollins at Extreme Rules. And one might imagine it's going to be an Extreme Rules match.
You would think. Let's see here. We finally got Miz and Mizdow.
Yes, that's going to happen at Extreme Rules as well as it looks like.
Fought on Raw.
They had the match, but I think they're going to have a rematch too at Extreme Rules.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Even if it is just a pre-show match.
Yeah.
Though I do kind of hope for the return of WLC.
No.
Oh my god.
No. Never again.
Dude, that was fucking extremely entertaining last year.
I want my Elimination Chamber match. I didn't get that this year. I'm not happy.
I think you're going to get it later this year. But I could be wrong. I feel if the Elimination Chamber is going to be at a pay-per-view match, the pay-per-view that really belongs on is the one it started on.
Survivor Series.
Yes.
I agree. So overall, I mean, Raw after WrestleMania, did it live up to the hype?
Mostly, yeah, but I don't know. I didn't feel it was as strong of a show as the
one last
year.
It fizzled out at the end.
It fizzled out, yeah.
Okay.
The next week after that, definitely better than that one.
What?
Did you just say the week after WrestleMania was the better week?
Seems to me.
Last week's Raw was better than the Raw after.
I disagree 100%, but...
Yeah.
Mark? Yeah, I can't co-sign on that one. Not this time.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. There is no stipulations for any of the three matches announced so far for the pay-per-view.
That'll change.
Okay. Wait, Cena Rusev is what? It's a title match, right?
Yeah, there's no stipulation on it, though.
You see, that's why Paul Heyman needs to take charge at one point and just says it's going to be extreme.
You know, there is a guy that really, I think, could use Paul Heyman. Well, you know what? Never mind.
Who?
I'll save that for another segment. Jason, let's move on.
Sure. Who wants to kick it off tonight?
I will kick it off, I guess, since I have a lot to say.
With one of your 14?
Yes.
All right.
This is happening when you save up like your aversion.
All right. I have two main ones. I'm just going to stick with those. Number one being Sheamus' fucking new look. Looks stupid as hell.
Yes.
Yeah. Even the fans said it right away.
My God, that is so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that one.
But yeah, he just looks so horrible.
He does. It's not even funny.
My second Wood Stinks is going to be pretty much. I'm not going to do the other one. I'll save that so you can have it, Jason. But
no, go ahead. I already got
this. If people say in this past week that Adrian Neville, or I'm sorry, Neville, as we're going to call him, and I'll let you take that part, was buried because he lost to Seth Rollins on Raw. Yeah. Apparently there's a lot of people on the internet that were just like, oh, he was so buried. Why would they do that to him and kill his momentum? He had a 20-minute match on Raw against the world champion, came close to winning, lost, and then got beat down by the champ after the match.
That's not burying him.
Definitely
isn't.
That's
burying would be he would have, you know, lost within like less than 5 minutes.
Or I don't know what happened to the Ascension on Raw with all the old timers.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's burying. Anyway, there was some rumblings on the internet about that, and I just wanted to say that. Anyway, someone else.
You go toe to toe with the champ for 20 minutes. That's not getting buried.
No.
That's why I always had a big issue. Now, towards the end, the last thing with Cena and Wyatt, that was kind of them burying him. But the match that he had, that Last Man Standing match, that wasn't being buried either.
Who were talking about?
Bray Wyatt from last year.
Oh, yeah.
But the feud he had with Cena where it was him and Cena in that Last Man Standing match.
All right, yeah. I agree. Let's see. I've got two as well. My first one is... the obvious one of the we're dropping first names. No one has a first name anymore.
Yeah, I hate that. What are we down? We got Neville Cesaro,
Big E. Like they cut down his name. Who else are they
Big E? Yeah,
I'm trying to think of who else I've done it to. Regardless, I don't get it. Whatever. My other one is, hey, if you're a new subscriber to the WWE Network, you get the month of April for free now. So okay.
Well,
this is like three or four times they've done this shit now. I've been a subscriber from day one.
Yeah.
And you can't give me a free month?
Here's the thing, Jason. Fuck you. That's it. That's all they're saying.
Pretty much.
But the idea from this from a marketing standpoint is they get new people to sign up for the network, and then those people don't remember to cancel subscription, and so they get people roped in.
But still, come on.
And I'll give a what stinks to Mark Jones for taking a phone call while we're on the show.
Yeah, I know.
Being professional.
Heath, you got anything?
Basically, just the debacle that was bringing Byron Sexton out after the beatdown.
It was hard to watch.
It was. I was like, God, the commentary is like totally lacking. Like,
you know what? I gotta agree with Montana, man. What stinks? Terry Taylor taking steroids, turning to Red Rooster Sheamus.
Who told Sheamus that look? Oh yeah, do that. No one will make fun of you.
Terry Taylor did.
Because he was the Red Rooster.
I guess one was
Terry Taylor came up with. Terry Taylor said that was a good look.
Yeah.
And then they had the crowd turn on you. You look stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like immediate.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even funny. Mark.
Yeah.
You got what sinks?
It's gonna be, you know where it's going from.
I'll give it what stinks to TNA for not paying their talent.
There you go.
How did you know?
I took a guess. Apparently, I saw a news story get broke earlier by Paul on the website at pwpop.com, where apparently TNA is apparently more than two pay periods behind their pay to their talent.
Oh dear!
And that they're having to wrestle indie shows to supplement their TNA talent or TNA pay.
Yeah,
is this what I'm hearing? A lot of them can't pay their bills because of the contracts they signed, and they signed And it's like the talent you see mostly on TV, like the Wolves. Like
TNA locked these people into exclusive contracts where they can't compete for other federations and then stop doing shows. Yeah.
Like they can't go do ROH, they can't go do Chikara, they can't go to New Japan. This is some of the stuff that made AJ Styles quit. It's what made the Dudley quit.
And then they actually blamed it. Oh, it's not really our fault. It's because they come from headquarters.
Yeah.
Dixie is fucking headquarters. Come on.
No. It comes from, their checks come from not the TNA corporate headquarters, but like their parent company.
Panda Energy?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So, whatever.
I don't want to waste time talking about TNA.
I don't either. Moving on.
Yeah.
Sucker!
Go for it, Adrian. You're going somewhere.
All right. I have a candy digget. Rusev fires Lana and becomes the next Paul Heyman guy.
Can you I don't know about that one, man.
I could maybe see the first part of it. Not so sure about the second part.
Well, they gotta do something to keep Paul Heyman on TV.
Right.
Because he's not like Brock. But I'm not 100% sure they would... It would go well with Rusev.
Rusev is essentially like Diet Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar light?
Yeah.
Lesnar light. There we go.
Diet Brock Lesnar. Wow. See, I was thinking that... I know it probably won't happen now. But I was thinking Roman Reigns could be the next Paul Heyman guy.
Yes.
I would be on board with that. I just don't know if they're going to turn him heel and do it yet. Or... Because they're so heel heavy, well, they're not really heel heavy, but their top, their two or three best workers at the top of the card now are basically heels, though. So I don't see a lot of room there for him being heel.
Yeah, why does a Paul Heyman guy have to be a heel? Why not just keep him face?
Because Heyman's just naturally a heel.
Well, yeah, because I mean, if you look at how it was with like Cesaro. I mean, at first, you know, he was face while he was with Heyman. It just really wasn't meshing too well for them to be together.
Well, think about this. I agree with Mark. It doesn't necessarily have to be heel. Paul Heyman could get cheered just as easily.
Oh, yeah.
He could go either way. That's what I'm saying.
Because, I mean, yeah. You know, at this point with Lesnar.
Richard, I would love to dig that all day long.
Well, Elimination Chamber match. Rollins, Reigns, Wyatt, Ambrose, Ziggler, D-Bry.
Survivor Series.
I'd take that shit.
I don't see him doing it though, without... you have to take one of those people out of there and put Cena in there, I would think.
Yeah, you gotta take the U.S. title off first.
Well, Daniel Bryan's your Continental Champion, so I don't see why he would be in there then.
Yeah, you're right.
I would replace Daniel Bryan with Rusev, and then I would make that match.
I'd take Wyatt up and replace it with Lesnar.
If you give Rusev a chance at the titles this soon, you have another Roman Reigns issue. He's not ready.
I disagree. I disagree with that because it's different when you're a bat guy. Because you're already supposed to not be liked anyway, so what's the problem? People can't shit on you because they're already supposed to be shitting on you.
Yeah,
you
right.
Would have to just stop making noise. And he's already well over at being a bad guy. I mean, he's probably the number two or three heel in the company right now.
Yeah. Behind
I would put the Authority ahead of him.
And Seth Rollins ahead of him.
Well, I counted him as part of the Authority.
Oh, okay.
And maybe Bray Wyatt. But Bray Wyatt's almost more of a tweener reaction because he has his following and his fans.
Yes.
But it's kind of like Punk as a heel, where he still had his following and his fans, but he was a really good heel.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, anyone else have a Can You Dig It?
Yeah, I was going to say Rusev fires on him. Sides of Cena for maybe about 2-3 matches, only to turn on Cena and go back to Rusev.
That's too much thinking.
I see what he's saying. So he's saying Lana turns on Rusev, yeah. Join Cena to turn on Cena and double cross him.
Right.
Yes.
I've thought about that before. So yeah, I could see that as being a possibility.
That almost seems too complicated for a WWE storyline.
It does.
It's happened before.
It has.
Yeah, but the writers aren't as smart now as they were then.
Yeah, we don't have Freddie Prinze Jr. writing the stories anymore.
No, apparently we have Jimmy Jacobs.
Who?
It's Jimmy Jacobs. Exactly. He's a ROH.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the guy from the decade that looked kind of like iffy?
Yeah.
The one that wasn't bald? That yeah. guy.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Here's Move on, Jason. Let's go on.
All right. Who are we going to? Oh, yeah. It's Time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but... Jizz Jams!
Jizz Jams! He likes it in his face.
What?
He likes it all over his face.
Here's how the show works. Here's how the game works. I'm going to play Jason Heath three theme songs if he can successfully
guess. It's a spearmint shower on Heath's face.
Ew.
If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a Schaefer show.
Yeah, probably not going to happen.
You ready, buddy?
Am I playing?
I am ready.
No?
You can play in the chat, Mark.
Yeah, because okay. I cannot see in the chat. I pulled down my laptop.
He pulled down his laptop, not his pants, thank God. All right, here's
he wasn't wearing pants to begin with.
Theme number
Did
one.
See anything if he, does he have anything to see if he could?
Well, it's like a hair pajama, so not really.
It's kind of like, oh, God, I can't think of the guy's name. The
it doesn't Asian, matter. We got to move on.
The little Asian dude from the Hangover movies.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, kind of looks like that. Here's your first theme, Heath. Mírame los ojos cuando digas mi nombre. No me confrontes si no eres un hombre. Tato, yeah. Represento mi Borinquen, wow. No te me pongas bravo, caerás al fin y al cabo. Soy más bravo como el gallo borinqueño haciendo batalla. Gritando por la noche como el coqui que no se calla. Corro por el mundo, mi corazón lleno de candela. Entro mis batallas cargando mi bandera. Puertorriqueña, misteriosa como las aguas azules. Fuerte como las montañas que cortan por las nubes. Pues manos pa' arriba. Manos pa' arriba. Soy de Puerto Rico como ella, no es más rica. Duro como la roca porque si yo soy boricua. And your time starts now.
Feel bad because I was actually singing over that.
Huh?
I said I feel bad because I was actually singing over that.
Mark Jones actually sang that song.
I'm sure he did. Because the guy's the guy singing like a Mexican is really a black guy. Get it?
Well, you know, it's more of like a Dominican thing.
Oh, okay.
More close to that.
All right, Heath. We need an answer.
I'm probably going to be wrong on this. Actually, I'm more than likely going to be wrong on this. Is it Conan?
Little known fact, Conan never wrestled for the WWE.
He almost did, but he didn't. He was supposed to be Max Moon. Mark Jones, would you like to inform him of the correct answer?
The answer is Los Boricuas, Savio Vega, and his friends.
I think one of them was Pinuco. Okay.
Yeah, no, Savio Vega, Jose Estrada, and two other guys. I can't remember.
And kudos to you for being the only one to correctly spell that in the chat room, too. I'm serious, you were. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here comes theme.
Richard completely butchered it with a P. What the fuck?
Los Boricuas? What? Good job. And he's a writer. Here comes song number two. And your time starts now. Wow, you guys are all over the board.
We have four different answers in the chat.
I was going to say, is there anybody correct in the chat?
There's a correct answer in the chat.
There is a correct answer. At least somebody has it. Let me guess, it's from Mark.
I'm not going to tell you who has it. After you give me your guess, that's going to be the official guess. Then I will give you a multiple choice, and then you can try to guess from there.
Okay. Yeah, because unfortunately, I'm trying to think of, like, any groups that had biker themes.
Okay.
Definitely not Biker Taker. Definitely not Legion of Doom. Although that was cool whenever they did come out on motorcycles. I'm starting to remember a tag team. One guy was totally bald, at least.
Okay. But we need an answer.
Shoot.
We need a name. I don't know. Something, Heath.
I can't think of it. Sorry. Can't think of it. So let me hear the multiple choice.
You were getting really close.
Yeah.
We've got Bob Sparkplug Holly, the Disciples of Apocalypse, Chainsaw Charlie, or the Mexicals.
I want to say it's the Disciples of Apocalypse.
It was. You were thinking of Skulls and 8-Ball, mm-hmm. and I believe
Skull,
they had Chains,
Chains
and Crush.
Crush.
Okay.
Now, that was when they had their gang wars. I was going to do Nation of Domination, but I couldn't find one without the Nation of Domination, so I'm like, I can't use that. But for shits and giggles, here comes song number 3.
Okay.
Anything?
Shoot.
Really, Heath? Adrian, would you like to tell him the correct answer?
All right. I could, but it might take 3 minutes.
Mark, would you like to help him out with that one?
Hold on. Did I just hear 3 minutes?
Here we got 3 minutes.
Three minute warning, you jackass.
Really?
Rosie and Jamal. Or...
Do you remember?
Or...
I don't remember that name.
You don't remember 3 minute warning with Eric Bischoff?
I mean, I remember as far as.
Oh, I think you're unplugged.
Ah, crap.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. You're back. Okay.
Yeah, I think the mic is Max.
Hey, don't forget Rico.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Rico.
But anyway.
Yeah, they were
Eric
Bischoff.
I remember something, but I didn't remember that was their name.
They,
Chuck and Billy's wedding.
Yes, Chuck and Billy's wedding.
Gotcha.
So. God, Rosie
Eric Bischoff ripping that face off on that was still one of my favorite moments in wrestling.
I think that was one of the greatest segments ever.
It was.
I totally agree.
It was. Some say love lasts a lifetime. Others say it will last just 3 minutes. I'm like, oh God, you gotta be kidding me. All right, let's see. And add them on up.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder.
All right, moving on.
So you've lost consecutive games, you know, one at Albon 100, again at Albon 101, and now today. What do you have to say for yourself, Heath?
No. He did not lose at Albon 100. Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Did. Oh, wait. So Kyle beat him?
I don't remember who won that one now.
I don't either, actually. I think it was Kyle came in last place.
No.
I think actually Kyle beat him in the end. No, it was right. Kyle beat him in the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he has all last 3 minutes.
I'm trying to remember. Wasn't it because I got everything right? I'm supposed to pick who did shit the next time both of them were on together.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, that's not important.
No. Moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna do this now. Alright, I didn't wanna not cover this one today. So
okay.
You need to adjust your microphone again, Heath.
Well shit.
So Adrian gets the reprieve of the punishment.
We got you. So, comes out on, I think it was the Thursday after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So, I'm sitting there cooking dinner. Maybe doing just, I don't remember what the fuck I'm doing. But then all of a sudden my phone goes off and I look down. I'm like, AJ Lee announces retirement. What?
I know.
I'm like, this isn't right. No, I'm, God damn it. It's a, fucking right. AJ Lee announces retirement. She retires from the company, from the from professional wrestling.
I'm on the way home from work that day, and I'm just looking at my phone, and, you know, I see that on Facebook. I'm like, that can't be right. And I look to see if it was kayfabe news, and I'm like, okay, it's not kayfabe news. So yeah. I just start scrambling, and as soon as I get in, I'm like, yo, this can't be real. And they're like, oh.
Yeah, I saw it on my phone as a, you know, coming from the WWE app itself. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean, yeah. Here, you know, WrestleMania, they won against the Bella Twins as far as Paige and AJ. And then all of a sudden, retires. I'm like, what?
Well, there is a really good reason for this.
All right.
Basically, what it really all boils down to is that with the lawsuit against Punk and then the Punk's countersuit against them, she had to not work there because she had to retire because she can't, because if they continue to treat her well and Punk's big grievance was how badly they treated him, then it would hurt his case against the WWE. Also, she had to retire because there was no way they were going to let her out of her contract to compete somewhere else. So she basically had to sign an agreement to not compete somewhere else and just flat out retire so she could leave.
Apparently.
That, and the Blackhawks are in the playoffs, so, you know.
They want to go to those games.
Right.
I hear that she can return to the ring after her contract is up.
After her contract would have expired with WWE, then yes, she can wrestle for somebody else.
So she's got the 90-day clause issue.
No, it's not a 90-day clause issue. It's a when her contract would have actually expired, when I don't know the exact date on that.
So if she's got no 2 years on her contract, then she can't wrestle for the 2 years.
I mean, no Shimmer, no Shikara, no, nothing.
No.
Nothing. She gets to stay at home and play wife.
Wow.
Which I'm probably thinking she's probably okay with.
Thinking she is too. I don't know. Maybe we'll have some little Punk babies come out. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe she can go serve pizza in her in Victoria's restaurant in Chicago.
Maybe. I don't know. But apparently she knew that she was going to retire going into WrestleMania. Oh. She just didn't tell anyone. Good thing, bad thing, what?
I think for the most part,
correct
I mean,
me if I'm
it's
wrong.
Bad for the division overall, but it's good for her.
She wrestled the next night on Monday Night Raw, too, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Picked up the win there, too.
Yep.
I kind of thought that things were a little suspect with that, too, because of the way that she was hugging everybody after the match. Because if you go back and actually watch that Raw, she, like takes time to, like, hug Paige and Naomi.
Really?
Yeah. So you kind of got the suspicion that, like, watching that was her last match. Or in retrospect, you could kind of see that she knew what was going on.
But she just hadn't told anyone yet.
Right.
Or maybe they knew, like, and by they I mean, like, Naomi and Paige. That might have been it, though. So I think it was a good idea to keep a lid on it. Goddamn. It sucks because now there's more time for the Bellas.
I know. Which
to talk.
Didn't they call up somebody? Like, didn't they call up Bayley or Sasha Banks yet?
I don't think so.
What's it taking them so long? Come on.
I'm kind of wondering when they're going to bring Charlotte up.
Well, the thing about that is we talk about it on the show. They don't view her as diva-like material. She doesn't fit their cookie-cutter diva image.
Well, technically, neither did AJ.
Or Paige.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, she's a big old bitch.
I know. But still. I mean, they're definitely going to have to start doing something with the divas division.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I don't like the fact that Naomi is being pushed, though. I don't like Naomi. I just don't. I didn't like her as a Funkadactyl. I don't like her wrestling. I just don't.
I think you're being overly harsh.
Why am I being overly harsh? Her finisher, she sticks her ass in someone's face.
I agree that that should probably be changed.
That definitely needs to be changed.
But I think that she's a quality in-ring worker.
It needs to be changed. That being said, I wouldn't mind taking that finisher.
Well, as far as a guy, good God.
You know we've got like 4 minutes left, and we have like two things we have to do still.
Anyway.
What, Adrian?
We got like 4 minutes left, and we got like two things we got to do still.
Yeah, what time is it, Heath? How much time I got left?
It's more than
I got like seven, but that's not going to give us enough time to book WrestleMania. So we'll hold off on that. We'll do that next week.
We'll have to
We have to do it next week.
I understand. We will do it next week.
Yes.
Let's see. What else do we want to do? I know I got another story we could do.
We have to do the game. I got to resolve this bet. We got to do this.
Yeah, we got Mark on here. That'll work.
yeah, because I could only come up with two questions.
All right, hold on. I guess let's key this up real quick. All right, so let's take a look at this. So I don't have the scores anymore.
I do.
Oh, he still has the scores.
I still have the scores.
All right, the end of our last bet finished up at, where are the scores?
Coming out on top, very, very surprisingly, was me at 154.
Okay.
And second was you with 147.
You didn't beat me by much.
Not much, but still. And in last place was Adrian with 130.
Not bad. It was a lot closer than what's been in a long time.
It's been a long time since it's been like that.
So the rules of this bet were the loser had to play the yes game with the winners.
Yes.
What were the questions? How many questions were we given?
I want
to six. We were supposed to be three each.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heath only has two.
Yes.
So Heath is going to elect to defer one of his questions to Mark. I'm going to elect to defer one of my questions to the chat.
Okay.
So you're still getting six questions.
If the chat doesn't come up with anything, though, then I get a pass, right? I mean, that's.
Oh, no. Then I get my question back.
But he's given the chat a chance.
I'll tell you what. How about each of you get two questions? All three of you. I'll agree to that. Because it's supposed to be just you two asking me three questions, but I'll let you each give a question to Mark since he's on the call.
All right, I'm okay with that. But, okay. I mean, you're the worst person that you're not the one I wanted to see lose this game.
I know. Most people were hoping for me to be the loser on this one.
No, I was hoping for Jason to be the loser.
Fuck you.
Jason's the one that would have a hard time with stuff.
Not necessarily.
But let's do this.
Anyway.
Let's get this on.
All right, Heath, go for it.
All right. I'll start with this one. Adrian.
Yes. There's a question.
Is it?
No.
Is it true that once you stuck your hand into a toilet with shit in it to grab a dollar that it had dropped in?
Oh.
Yes, I did. How did you hear about that?
Because he was in the stall next to you. That's why. Oh, God. Heath, you want to just knock your two out now? That was actually good. I commend you on that one.
All right.
But it was my poo.
Was it runny? No, I don't.
We don't want to know.
No, that's not a question.
All right. Second question. Is it true when you are by yourself, you get into a furry suit and sing to Katy Perry's Roar?
Well, I don't want to brag. But I got the eye of a tiger. Yes, yes I do.
Oh my God.
White people.
You're gonna hear me roar.
Alright.
Hold on here.
Oh great. You're not typing fast enough.
I'm working on it here, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, fucking ad, really?
What do you expect?
Are you shocked?
YouTube.
I get it. Mark, you want to go?
Yes.
Okay, go for it, Mark.
Mr. Masters.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, he's using manners.
Is it true that you once took a Japanese bukkake by Brock Lesnar, Billy and Chuck, and Vince McMahon himself?
Ugh. Man. Yes.
You thought you wouldn't have a problem saying yes to these.
That Mark? One was a little rough, but yeah. Yeah, I did.
Adrian, hi, buddy. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Good. Mark, I'll give you a second to come up with another one.
Okay.
Unless you've got another one ready to go, by all means, take it.
Oh, no, after you did so.
Okay. Adrian, is it true that your biggest goal in life is to be just like Kyle Robinson and hate all black people?
Well, that's an easy one, yes.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath. Okay. Scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely.
That should totally be our go-home song. Yeah. Mark, you're up.
No. Okay. Adrian, is it true that you once auditioned and failed to appear in a David Hasselhoff tribute show? Only to fail because you did not have kit, or you could not sing the German songs properly.
Wait, what?
That's what I'm saying.
Is it true that you auditioned and failed to land a role in a David Hasselhoff tribute show?
Oh, because you didn't have kit and you couldn't sing the German songs.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
That was never. Wasn't that great?
No, it wasn't.
I kind of blew my load on that first one.
Just yeah, you like did.
Vince, just like Vince and Billy and Chuck did to him before.
All right, Adrian. Is it true your biggest fantasy in life is really to just be double teamed by both Jason Heath and Mike Recknwald?
Yes.
All that hair.
Could have been worse.
You're right, it could have
been Chewbacca.
I was expecting.
Oh, you gotta read Richards. We bird dogs.
Wow, the chat actually came up with some good ones. Too bad you guys used them all.
God damn it, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Montana Man!
Montana Man got you back for your shit earlier. Too bad I didn't use it.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Here you go, Adrian.
I don't have to say yes anymore, though. So.
Sing it, Adrian. Are you not going to sing it, Adrian?
No, because you don't understand. Whenever it plays, I talk, it cuts out, so I can't hear anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ah.
No, I was playing Eye of the Tiger. Oh, wow.
Benjamin?
They all came up with good ones.
Yeah, they did.
Adrian, is it true you use your tongue as a mop to clean up the rest stop bathrooms when you travel?
That's right. Looks like Jason Heath? No.
Montana Man. Adrian, is it true you want Mark Henry balls deep in you as he yells, "That's what I do!"
Again, do I look like Jason Heath? No.
Adrian, are you the Mike Piazza to Kyle's Hideo Nomo?
Again, do I look like Jason Heath? No.
And they're in St. Louis. I think they're more proud to say the Yadier Molina to their Chris Carpenter.
Yeah, that would make sense.
No, I got it.
I mean, I got his point there, though. I follow baseball enough to know who Noma was, so I would think he was more famous as a Dodgers pitcher.
He was.
He was. I can't remember any other team he played on except for the Mets.
Did Piazza play for the Dodgers at one point too? I don't think he did, but
I thought that was
he did. He was the rookie of the year with the
Dodgers. Yeah, he was. That was his first team. It was early on in his career.
Oh, I did not realize that. So was he there when no one was there? Because I never... I knew they were in the Mets at the same time, but...
I want to say yes.
Because they were on the team that went to the World Series, weren't they?
Nomo came in, what, in 2000?
Yeah.
I believe so, because Nomo came in 92. Piazza was already there in 89, I believe. So, yeah, I believe they played together.
Okay.
And really, Chris Carpenter to Yachty? I mean, Carpenter's been retired for like 2 years, man. Come on.
Well, come on. I don't really know that Wainwright. I don't know how many Cardinals pitchers. You guys got rid of
Adam Wainwright?
Waino? Waka?
They don't know those names.
What if I said Rick Ankiel? Would you have held it against me if I said Rick Ankiel?
Well, yes, because that's like 15 years ago, you jackass.
And I don't think he was throwing the Yachty. I think he was throwing the Matheny still.
That's true.
You better get used to those names because they're going to the World Series, baby. All right, anyway.
No, they're not. The Mets actually look kind of decent this year, and that hurts to say. And I think I just lost respect from you guys.
You didn't. You know, you won't. I'm half tempted to bet you on this one, but.
You lost respect from me from that second question you asked. Jesus Christ, that was terrible.
That was. I mean, we blew that one on, and we had some very good ones.
Well, sorry about your damn luck.
Thankfully, it's all our good time we got tonight. What we got coming up on the network?
Shows.
Okay. Go to our website, pwpoop.com.
That's pwpop.com.
There's a little thing that says shows, and you can find out when our shows are coming on.
Yep.
You can read articles that are written sometimes by Kyle, sometimes by Richard, mostly by Paul.
First working man on the network.
You can check out the wonderful news stories by Paul Jordan.
Never anything by Kyle.
No. No, there is occasionally something by Kyle. There just isn't anything by Richard ever.
There you go. Let's see here. You can send us emails, like apparently Sarah Connor and the other guy did. They messaged me through Facebook. But if you want to send us an email, you can send us email at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
That's right.
Like us on the Facebooks. Subscribe to us on the iTunes. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. Thanks. I got nothing else.
All right. Well,
anyone else have anything else?
I got a growth.
Yeah, goddamn. I thought we were going to get away with it tonight.
You got what?
Anyway. Wait, B-Max, you're getting this. Yes, we have email. Oh, you're being an asshole. Fuck you. B-Max is for you then. Anyway, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hubbardson. Adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
You know what they call? I found out we should start calling him Beanbags, too.
Beanbags?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's what they call him on FTW. They just call him Beanbags.
Beanbags, huh?
Yeah, Beanbags.
I go with Beanbags.
Okay.
Oh, Richard says that's weird. You're playing the Awesome theme as Russell. He's apparently watching WrestleMania 21, and it's playing there as well. Anyway, let's just we're shaking hands, kissing hands, shaking babies, blah blah blah.
The big bad booty daddy.
The big Adrian Masters is on a quest to find his smile after that Yes game.
Oh, I'm not gonna have any problems saying yes to this.
I'm selling it for the fans. It's still real to them.
Whatever. The Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
And our special guest. The one, the only, New York's own, Oklahoma Tootsie Roll Jones.
Thanks for calling me on my phone and inviting me. Mid show.
Do what?
So thanks again for calling me on my phone mid show and inviting me.
That was Adrian's idea.
It was like in the first like 5 minutes.
Adrian's just like, just call. If it goes to his voicemail, as soon as he picks up, just hit it. I'm like,
hell, if the call goes to his voicemail, we'll just put the music on his voicemail. Just drop it.
I would have paused the show and just let the whole thing play in your voicemail.
I bet you would.
Be like, play it and then be like, Hey, Mark Jones, just thinking about you. Heart the Hour Bomb. Anyway, Adrian, you picked our song of the week. What is it?
It's Freak Show for the Oddities.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Hour Bomb.
Fuck this shit, I'm out, bitches.
We didn't lie to you, folks. We told you we had living, breathing monstrosity. You don't think it's funny? It's sad, is it?
Everybody come see the greatest show. Gather up all the roses and go.